Welcome back to another episode of Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. This is what we do. We get together once a week and we have a chat. We usually have a topic or a couple of topics to touch on and then we just see where it goes.
Yeah. It's like a dinner party, really. Yeah. Just the two of us today.
When we started this podcast, we thought it was going to be like 100% girls listening. And it's like there's a lot of men that listen, which is really good.
I love that men are open to this as well.
Yeah. It's interesting though because I'm like, what are they getting from that? Maybe they just want to see the female's point of view and what we talk about and think of certain situations.
It's interesting that sometimes this podcast has been put into the reference and category of sexual education.
Yeah.
It still makes me giggle and go, wonder what we're educating, really. I mean, it could just be exactly what you said. It could just be that we are quite open and honest and, you know, this comes off the back of other women sitting around having a wine and some of the conversations that have just gone sideways. So from their life experiences and obviously our own, we've formed this podcast.
Mm. It mostly comes back to sex. Or something sexual.
It does.
And then someone will say to me, oh, I heard you talking about blah. And I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't think anyone heard it. Oh, yeah, that's right. We were recording a podcast.
We open right up like a good spread. What was that old magazine? What was that? Centerfold.
You Playboy?
Know, Playboy, one of those. Yeah. We don't really put ourselves in a magazine.
No.
But that's, you know, we can really open up. speaking of opening up, we always do open it up to our listeners to get in touch with us on our socials if they have any topics they want covered, if they have any questions, if they have any feedback from their own experiences about, you know, certain things we might be covering on this podcast.
We'll put our social media accounts in the description of the podcast.
Yeah, we will.
In the notes.
In the notes section. But I have to say, we have had an interesting message come through off the back of one of our most recent podcasts in which we were speaking about people make money off OnlyFans.
Yeah, by selling pictures of their body parts.
Bits or videos. And pieces. Videos.
Seems like really easy money.
It does. And we were basing it off of a study that was, you know, sent to us because we're on some random email.
Yeah.
We get these.
I don't know how we subscribe to that, but it's really interesting because initially I thought it would be one of those things where you had to be super skinny, blonde, big boobs, you know, like a Instagram influencer, the perfect photos, the perfect filters, the perfect lighting. But that's not the case. People are paying lots of money for real people. You know, you can be a bit overweight. You can look completely, you know, different from that.
Generalized, stereotypical
ideal look. Model type. You don't have to be a model.
No, this is the thing because, you know, each and every one of us have certain types that we go for, or we might have a fetish, or we might have a kink that we're interested in, or we might have, I don't know, a certain body part that would turn us on more than others.
Yeah. Like you had someone ask you for pictures of your ankles. So obviously I wish I took it up. You've got your ankles out today, obviously wanting to show off your best asset.
Anyway, let's move on from that. But we have had a listener contact us both, but I got a different message to what you got.
Yeah.
And it was a gentleman asking me if a guy was to start an OnlyFans page, is there anything that women would actually pay to see? And he's saying to me, I don't think that there is anything that women really would need to pay to see.
It'd be really interesting to know what their stats are, but I think it would be mostly men having accounts and paying to see women's bodies.
Yeah.
What was that Netflix series that you loved?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Sex Life.
Sex Life.
Yeah.
Okay. So you raved about Sex Life.
Yes.
And the guy in it because the guy was really hot. Yeah. Now, would you pay? So knowing what he looks like and knowing how that show made you feel watching it, imagine it's not free on Netflix.
Yeah. I would have paid to see it. Yeah.
Well, you did pay to see it because you paid your Netflix, subscription.
Right. Yeah. So technically, I'm paying to see that.
But what about it were you loving?
Him.
But the body, the penis, the head?
Everything. Yeah. And I like how he carries himself. I like how he dresses. He, I kind of like all of it. Bit of the bad boy, you know, it's all in there for me.
Is there a lot of sex in outdoor places?
Yes.
Because this was something I wanted to touch on with you as well. Because I don't know if this is an age thing. Everyone's had sex in a public place, haven't they?
Yes.
Can you think of anywhere in particular?
Me?
Yeah. Aeroplane.
Aeroplane, yes. Yep. Aeroplane, car.
Car.
Good session in a car. Actually, got a good story about that. Someone else having sex in a car not that long ago, and they knocked it out of park into drive.
No!
Yeah, and started rolling all the way back down the driveway and almost into a tree.
Oh, my God.
Only of recent. And young so, and, you know, obviously very frisky and,
imagine know. That. That would draw some attention. Imagine that. Imagine if it had gone into the tree. Neighbours come out.
They were
they're
in.
They're naked.
Yeah. They were in their parents' driveway.
Oh, my God. Were the parents home?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this brings up a whole load of other questions for me because I am someone, I was talking to a friend the other day and she said when my family members stay at our house,
yes,
I can't do it.
Oh, right.
Because I'm thinking, oh, it's gross, they're in the next room.
Yeah, right.
And I feel a bit like that too. Well, I mean, I don't even do it with my cat in the room.
I know.
She has to go out. The dog has to go out.
Just hold because this is going to chime in because this is going to make so much sense. So the same couple, so they're doing it in a public place. They almost crash their car into a tree. They then, you know, jump off and so they're still on edge, still frisky. They park the car properly, go inside, start going at it downstairs of their parents' house with grandma upstairs.
Oh, my God.
And they were that loud that the next morning when they went up for breakfast, it was her grandma, and her grandma was like, oh, gosh, we heard you guys last night all night no. going for it, blah, blah, blah. Like her grandma called her out on hearing her bang her boyfriend all night.
That's horrible. That were they drunk?
See, no. Well, no, they're driving a car.
Yeah.
You can't do it with a cat in the room. She's trying to explain herself to her grandma in the morning because she'd been banging all night and made so much of a racket that everyone upstairs was listening.
I would just be mortified by that. In my, oh, God, my parents. Oh, grandma. I can't bear it. And I feel like with age, you get a little bit less risky like that. Like my husband even said, we've got an office and there was no one else in on that particular day.
Yeah.
And he said, come on, like there's no one here. And I was like, no. Oh. I cannot.
Got to break the new office in.
I just wouldn't be able to relax thinking someone could walk through at any minute. Like someone can walk in at any minute.
Not only that, you've got a fair bit of glass.
Yeah.
And there's a fair bit of frontage. Yeah. So what are you planning on? Do you have blinds or anything? Or
no. And even the other day, a friend must have walked past because took a photo of me up there in the window.
Oh.
And then sent it to me. Imagine that.
Oh my gosh.
And I'd gone ahead, that would be the photo they'd get.
That's so good.
Fun in
That's
the office.
That's so good. That's a great way of advertising the business. Caught out in the office and then just posted all around. Just wrapping up, because I do have, it wasn't me.
Okay.
I know I say this a lot.
Yeah.
I say this a lot, but it's in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
And even just, the story just made me just squeal when I heard the story. They were only dating. That was fine. And he was in hospital.
Yeah.
He was in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And she visited the hospital room. And it just happened in hospital. She just jumped on top of the hospital bed because he'd been in there for a while.
Was it a private room or did they have curtain next to them?
No, it was a private room, but you know what that's like. Yeah, anyone can walk in.
Yeah.
And the curtain wasn't even pulled.
Yeah, and when you're
just
in a hospital, if you've ever been in a hospital before, the nurse comes in like every 10 minutes, gotta check your obs. Just checking your obs. Oh, yeah. Oh, your heart rate's up.
blood pressure's through the roof.
Oh, ah, we are the girls gone.